In national news, KMUD got an opportunity to speak with our representative for the North Coast, Congressman Jared Huffman. And since we last spoke, much has transpired, including a botched presidential debate, an assassination attempt on a former president, and the current president dropping out of the 2024 race and endorsing the vice president, who, if successful, would break multiple historic barriers. We discussed all of that and more in this interview. Congressman Huffman, I know I don't need to remind you that we are experiencing unprecedented times, but could you share a summary on what your life has been like and role as a representative in these moments?
Oh my goodness. Where to start, Lauren? This has been a period of about 3 or 4 weeks unlike anything that I can remember. I have been deeply involved in this effort to get, for example, Trump's Project 2025 into the national conversation. That started a little over 2 months ago. It just took off like wildfire. And so those efforts have been huge and incredibly productive. I think they've changed some of the national political conversation, and we can certainly talk about that. But then along came President Biden's terrible debate performance, which kind of caused the floor to fall out of Democrats' entire election ambitions. I mean, it was just doom and gloom. And I became really active in trying to open the conversation to a change at the top of the ticket. I led an effort of 2 or 3 dozen colleagues challenging the Democratic Party's attempt to jam through an early roll call vote that would have shut down debate and locked in President Biden at the top of the ticket. And I felt that was a bad thing, since we needed to really evaluate a possible change. And then I was one of the members of Congress that did go public last Friday, calling for him to pass the torch. And throughout all of this, I've been really a vocal advocate of Vice President Harris being considered for the top of the ticket. So, you know, here we are just a few days into this, and it's like an entirely new world.
We also saw the attempted assassination.
And that was huge.
And details continue to emerge. We've actually seen the resignation of the Secret Service director, and today the FBI director testified. What are your thoughts on that historic moment in U.S. politics?
Well, I was horrified by that. And, you know, look, I'm an enormous opponent of Donald Trump. I don't want that guy anywhere near the White House, but I would never wish political violence on anyone. And, you know, I think we're still trying to assess, honestly, was it political violence, or was it just some crazy guy that wanted to be famous? And, you know, that's why I'm glad that Christopher Wray gave a little more forthcoming testimony. We're beginning to, you know, kind of get a profile of this shooter. And, you know, we clearly dropped the ball on the security side. So we've got to get that sorted out. I am fine with the Secret Service head resigning. I think there has to be accountability. And, you know, more important, we got to fully assess what went wrong and never let that happen again. It's just a terrible lapse in security the more we learn about it.
Do you think the attempted assassination could change how Republicans feel about assault rifles?
No, I don't think there's anything that could change that. I wish it were otherwise. You know, I wish they were capable of that. But, you know, we've just seen too many shootings of every type, and they're always just fine with the weaponry. And they want to find some other thing to blame. And so that's why in the immediate aftermath of this, they were trying to blame Democrats, right? Which is nonsense. I mean, we are not the ones who have been out there inciting violence. And in any event, the more we learn about this shooter, it had nothing to do with political ideology. So I wish that we had more Republicans open to an assault weapons ban, to universal background checks, to other common sense reforms that could help us have less of these tragic shootings, but they just don't seem capable of going there.
Going back to the letter you co-authored, President Biden has since stepped down. What was your immediate reaction, and will you be supporting Kamala Harris?
Well, I had pre-endorsed Kamala Harris. Almost immediately after the debate, I was out there publicly saying, you know, if we make a change, it should be Kamala Harris. And so I was one of the earliest to do that. How am I feeling? Well, you know, I'm feeling gratitude and relief, really. I kind of wanted President Biden to make this decision a little bit sooner, but, you know, this can work. And maybe doing it right after the Republican convention actually is good timing, because it let them spend a week beating up on him, and now we have thrown them for a complete loop. And it is kind of delicious, actually, to watch them cast about, you know, to try to find a message and try to figure out what to do, while all of this energy and fundraising and volunteer wellspring, you know, it all just catches fire.
Speaking of messaging, Republican leaders are actually cautioning party members against using overtly racist and sexist attacks on Vice President Harris.
Can't help themselves, Lauren. I mean, geez, you just almost think that there's some inherent racism and misogyny, you know, in a bunch of these extreme MAGA Republicans. I mean, to call her a DEI hire, which a bunch of my colleagues are doing, is insane. I have known Kamala Harris, you know, for more than 15 years. Which DEI hire are they talking about when the people of San Francisco elected her in an open competitive race to be their district attorney, when the people of California made her the attorney general, when made her the U.S. Senate? When, you know, there hasn't been a DEI hire anywhere in her resume, as far as I can tell.
We are almost out of time, and I do want to touch on the Israeli Prime Minister's address to Congress, but briefly, can you share your thoughts on Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance?
Quickly, Lauren, you know how Trump is trying to run away from Project 2025 as if he knows nothing about it? Well, you can't do that when you just pick J.D. Vance as your running mate. He is like the biggest fanboy for Project 2025 in the United States.
And finally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared a goal of, quote, total victory against Hamas in his speech to Congress. You did not attend and instead met this morning with families of Israeli hostages who are calling for a ceasefire. However, Netanyahu's address did not indicate any process towards that goal or a hostage release, despite U.S. efforts to mediate these outcomes. What is your take on this horrific situation?
Well, I want a ceasefire. I want this war to end now. I want the hostages returned. It's just gone on too long, and it's too terrible in every way. And Netanyahu is part of the problem. He may be the biggest part of the problem. Hamas is obviously part of the problem, too. But that is where we are. And I didn't sit on the House floor. I didn't want to be a political prop for Netanyahu or for the House Republicans that invited him. But I did listen to this speech, and I just found myself asking, why? Why are we giving this guy this platform where he comes and he lavishes praise on Donald Trump and he basically gets to sort of spin his own version of things while insulting anyone in America who has concerns about, you know, Palestinian innocent lives and humanitarian issues? I mean, he was extremely flippant and dismissive and disparaging of, you know, anyone who questioned him. So I found it arrogant. I found it, you know, offensive, and more than anything, just a political stunt that I wanted no part of.
And of course, Congressman Huffman, there's developments with Project 2025, and we have climate change, seeing the world's hottest records yet. We'll have to save those for our next check-in. Anything else you would like to add today?
It's been a heck of a whirlwind, but I'm sure we'll have more to discuss next time. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you again, Congressman Huffman.
Thanks, Lauren.
Again, that was our representative for the North Coast, Congressman Jared Huffman. If you have questions you would like asked, you can email them to news@kema.org.